Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional Podcast, episode number 827. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to encourage you, exhort you, challenge you, and yes, even motivate you to simply just pray. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer, and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. For I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They need to simply just pray. Just get the job done, if you will. Just pray and let God do what He wants to do. If I can get you to simply just pray to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in faith believing, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, in you, for your family, and whatever God has called you to do, providing that you're saved and you are a true Christian and not just religious. We do not pray, beloved, based upon our subjective feelings. If you did that, you probably would not pray much. We pray based upon, rather, objective facts in the Word of God. For example, Jesus Christ giving a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Paul telling us to pray without ceasing, to pray always, and to be instant in prayer. And so, beloved, our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Look at there, which reads, "And he spake a parable, and he spake a parable unto them, to this end, that men ought always to pray, and not to faint." Allow me, beloved, to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. This parable has its key hanging at the door. The drift and design of it are prefixed. Christ spoke it with this intent, to teach us that men ought always to pray and not to faint, not to give up, not to quit. It supposes that all God's people are praying people. All God's children keep up both a constant and an occasional correspondence with the Lord. Send to him statedly and upon every emergency. It is our privilege and honor that we may pray. It is our duty to pray. We sin if we do not pray or if we neglect prayer. It is to be our constant work. We ought always to pray. It is that which the duty of every day requires. We must pray and never grow weary of praying, nor think of leaving it off till it comes to be swallowed up in everlasting praise. But that which seems particularly designed here is to teach us constancy and perseverance in prayer and in our requests for some spiritual mercies that we are in pursuit of relating either to ourselves or to the Church of God. When we are praying for strength against our spiritual enemies, our lusts and corruptions, which are our worst enemies, we must continue instant in prayer. We must pray always. We must pray without ceasing. We must pray and not faint, for we shall not seek God's face in vain. So we must likewise in our prayers for the deliverance of the people of God out of the hands of their persecutors and oppressors. And so, ladies and gentlemen, with that said, our featured prayer motivator quote for today is from H. Moore. He said, "Prayer is not eloquence, but earnestness. Not the definition of helplessness, but the feeling of it. Not figures of speech, but earnestness of spirit and soul." Next, beloved, my personal encouragement for you today is this. With all of the calamities and disasters that are happening in the world today, and I said this probably 20 years ago, I am quite sure that you will agree that we are living in praying times. I get the phrase praying times from Mrs. Ruby Gooding. And the best way to combat crime, violence, immorality, family breakdown, natural disasters, wars, plague, pandemic, and Satan's efforts to lead millions astray is prayer. Now, beloved, our prayer motivator devotional today is titled Prayer Takes in the Whole Man, Part 2 from the fine book Essentials of Prayer by Dr. E.M. Bounds. Dr. E.M. Bounds, the doctor of prayer, I call him that. He shares the body, first of all, engages in prayer. Since it assumes the praying attitude in prayer, prostration of the body becomes us in praying as well as prostration of the soul. The attitude of the body counts much in prayer, although it is true that the heart may be haughty and lifted up, and the mind listless and wandering, and the praying a mere form, even while the knees are bent in prayer. And that is so true. Daniel kneeled 3 times a day in prayer. Daniel kneeled 3 times a day in prayer. Solomon kneeled in prayer at the dedication of the temple. Our Lord in Gethsemane prostrated himself in that memorable season of praying just before his betrayal and his death, burial, and resurrection. By the way, never say just his death. You're not finished. Where there is earnest and faithful praying, the body always takes on the form most suited to the state of the soul at the time. The body that far joins the soul is praying. The body that far joins the soul in praying. The entire man must pray. The whole man, life, heart, temper, mind, are in it. Each and all join in prayer exercise, in the prayer exercise. Doubt, double-mindedness, division of the affections are all foreign to the closet, the prayer closet. Character and conduct, undefiled, made whiter than snow, are mighty potencies and are the most seemly beauties for the closet prayer hour and for the struggles of prayer. A loyal intellect must conspire and add the energy and fire of its undoubting and undivided faith to that kind of an hour, the hour of prayer. Necessarily, the mind enters into the praying. First of all, it takes thought to pray, does it not? The intellect teaches us we ought to pray. By serious thinking beforehand, the mind prepares itself. The mind prepares itself for approaching a throne of grace, does it not? Thought goes before entrance into the closet of prayer and prepares the way for true praying, not fake praying. And by the way, this is why I have said down through the years, pray what you mean and mean what you pray. And then, but if you go astray in your mind, you go back where you can remember you were truly praying to God, and you start all over again. Those other words that you just threw out in the air, they don't mean anything. It considers what will be asked for in the prayer closet hour. True praying does not leave to the inspiration of the hour what will be the requests of the hour. Always. As praying is asking for something definite of God, so beforehand the thought arises, what shall I ask for at this hour? By the way, and I'm adding this, Dr. John R. Rice wrote a powerful book titled Asking and Receiving. In fact, that was the book that we used to start this campaign off, this podcast, way back. All vain and evil and frivolous thoughts are eliminated, and the mind is given over entirely to God, thinking of Him, of what is needed, and what has been received in the past, and being grateful for it while in prayer for other things. By every token, prayer, in taking hold of the entire man, does not leave out the mind. The very first step in prayer is a mental one. The disciples took that first step when they said unto Jesus at one time, Lord, teach us to pray. We must be taught through the intellect. And just in so far as the intellect is given up to God in prayer, will we be able to learn well and readily the lesson of prayer. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. Please remember the announcer, my oldest daughter, Danny White. Her real name is Daniela White, but a long time ago when she was a baby, I nicknamed her, if you will, Danny, and she goes by that name to this day. So remember the announcer, my daughter Danny, will provide information for you to send in your prayer requests at the end of this podcast. So please join me in prayer at this time. And we do pray over a prayerless at this time. We call this strategic praying. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And for the millions and many and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And Holy Father God, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us all of our sins, our faults and our failures. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us. And fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit. Rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from our lives, individually and collectively in your church. And help us to be, at the same time, sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful. Help us to resist the devil, that he would flee from us throughout this day. And Lord, help us to watch and pray that we enter not into temptation, for the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And now, Lord, we pray together, hopefully, and individually for the following things. We pray, Lord, for over 3 million people to come to know you as Savior. And we, through the preaching of the gospel through this ministry alone, we pray, Lord, for millions more to be saved through other ministries. We pray, Lord, for the revival of your church. We pray for the healing of Christian families. We pray for the salvation of other families that don't know your Savior. We pray for the salvation of the nation, and we pray, Lord, for healing in the nation according to your will. For maybe, Lord, we have gone too far. And if that's the case, Lord, thank you for your mercy, your love, and your grace to this point. We pray for your blessings and guidance for all pastors and church servants and missionaries. We pray, Lord, for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all government officials who run this country and all other countries. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem once again. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray, Lord, for Shinju. Please bless her and her friends with visas so she can get a nursing job in Saudi Arabia. We pray for Manjeet. Please heal him of mental illness and having bad thoughts. We pray for Michelle. Please save her soul. Help her to forsake all evil, sin, and help her to repent permanently of her sins. Help us all to do that, Lord, and live her life for your glory. Help her to listen to you, trust in you, and get things right with her parents and with you. Now, Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have believed in you through the preaching of the gospel through this ministry. And Lord, we pray that you would confirm them in the faith and strengthen them in the faith and help them to grow in the faith to become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. And we pray specifically by name for Laurie, Reginald, and Rob, and we pray for the thousands of others who have gotten saved as well. Help them all to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them, that is, through the preaching of your holy word from this ministry. We rejoice with them in this decision, and we pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Kelvin, Alfredo, and Vincent, and the thousands of other folks who have done this as well, Lord, as we just pray for a few right now. We pray now in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, today that concludes the standing between the living and the dead service. I know this is service 500 plus, and my technician is going to give me the exact number of the standing between the living and the dead prayer devotional. Just write it down for me. And memorial evangelistic service. And since God gave me great grace, the number of this service, standing between the living and the dead service, is 519. That's 519 days that we have been doing this service to help Christians get through it, to get saved the lost, and to encourage the families that have lost loved ones, and to pray for everybody. And so we thank the Lord for what he has done. And since God gave me extraordinary grace in preaching the gospel in a portion and a part of this long service, that's all of the preaching I'm going to do today. We thank you for being with us. If the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we'll be back here tomorrow morning around 8 o'clock Central Time. That's 9 o'clock Eastern Time, preaching live. And then, of course, through the power of technology, a sermon will be preached tonight at 6:45 Central Time, 7:45 Eastern Time. And we have many people who come to that service. And by the way, I want to thank all of you for the likes and the follows and the love that you express, and we appreciate you. Please pray for us. If you want to stand with us and support us, go to the Cash App Gospel Light Society, and you can give there. That's the easiest one that comes to my mind. Or you can go to PayPal, Gospel Light Society. It should be on the Facebook pages. We focus our attention on Facebook. Facebook has been good for our outreach, and we thank the Lord for that. But in this day and time, we don't know how long that's going to last. So let's rescue the perishing and care for the dying. This service is a part of that campaign. And invite as many as you can for the service tonight. And then another sermon is preached at 5:45 Central Time, 6:45 Eastern Time, every morning, a.m., before I preach live at 8 a.m. Central Time. So if you have family members and friends that you know are lost, especially young people. They have the technology. You can just send them a link, and you can send them the podcast. You can send them the video, and have it pop up on their phone, and they can listen to it. And they'll listen to it there more so than you're trying to take them to church somewhere. That's just the reality. So in order for you, if you are saved, to have a good day, you need to pray without ceasing if you are a child of God. You need to take heed to that last podcast and the parable that Jesus Christ gave to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. If you're not saved and you didn't hear me preach the gospel earlier, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Yes, my dear friend, all you have to do right now is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins. He took your place. He is your substitute. He paid for your sin debt. He died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. And all you have to do is believe in him and call on his name in prayer and ask him to save you, and he will save you. God bless you, dear friends. Until next time, let's all stand for our closing prayer. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for what you have done here this morning. I stand amazed at your power and what you can do with very little. I give you the glory, praise, and honor. Help us to pray without ceasing. Help us to meditate on your holy word throughout this day. Help us not to drop our guard. Help us not to allow the devil to use us, not only now, but this from this point forward. Cast out the devil and the demons of hell in the lives of the people who have that problem. Save those who are lost. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Thank you for what you have done here again today. Thank you for giving us this multifaceted service that is so powerful and such a blessing, even to me. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and forsake. Amen. God bless you, dear friends. Until next time. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.